The World This Week. Business.
America's big banks released quarterly earnings. Net profit at JP Morgan Chase rose by 25% year on year to $18.1 billion. At Morgan Stanley, it surged by 41% to $3.1 billion. Goldman Sachs exceeded expectations, for once, more than doubling its profit to $3 billion. Citigroup's net income was up by 10%, but profit fell at Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Excluding Wells Fargo, fees for the other five big banks from investment banking jumped by a combined 40% amid a resurgence in the industry. Georges El-Hadary was named as the new chief executive of HSBC and will take over from Noel Quinn in September. Mr. El-Hadary joined the bank in 2005 and has been its chief financial officer since early 2023. He grew up in Beirut and studied at the École Polytechnique in Paris. Kaspersky Lab, a Russian cybersecurity firm, decided to wind down its operations in America a month after the Commerce Department determined that its products posed an unacceptable national security risk and the Treasury Department imposed sanctions on 12 of its executives. Kaspersky strongly denies claims that its antivirus software collects private data for Russian intelligence. It has worked with numerous American companies in the past, including Microsoft, to root out threats from malware. China's GDP grew by 4% in the second quarter, year on year, down from 5.3% in the first quarter. It was the slowest pace of expansion since the start of 2023, underlining weak domestic demand caused by the slumping property market and job insecurity. The sluggish economy has affected many industries, not least luxury goods companies, which are slashing prices to tempt Chinese shoppers. Richemont, owner of the Cartier brand, Swatch and Hugo Boss, released earnings that related various woes in China. Burberry issued a profit warning, in part because of a steep fall in Chinese sales. It replaced its chief executive. An equity analyst argued that Apple's new artificial intelligence platform will lead to a surge in demand for its products. Apple's share price briefly jumped to a new high in response. Its stock has surged since its announcement in June of Apple Intelligence, pushing the tech company's market value to as high as $3.6 trillion. Macy's terminated discussions with two investment firms seeking to buy it out, claiming the deal was undervalued and financially uncertain. The takeover proposal first emerged in December. The retailer now wants to focus on its turnaround plan, which includes store closures. Investors weren't buying it. The company's share price plunged by more than 10%. Amid a general slowdown in demand for electric vehicles, the boss of General Motors, Mary Barra, said that the carmaker won't now reach its aim of producing 1 million EVs by the end of 2025, just because the market is not developing, but it will get there. For 2 years, the company has stuck to a production capacity target of 1 million. The British government said it had no plans at the moment to impose tariffs on Chinese EV imports, a stark contrast with the EU, which has set stiff provisional duties on the cars. The EU is split, however, with Germany leading the opposition to the tariffs. Britain's headline annual rate of inflation stayed at 2% in June, slightly above analysts' forecasts. Services inflation remained sticky at 5.7%. The figures caused some traders to reduce their bets that the Bank of England will cut interest rates in August. Chip companies saw their share prices fall sharply, in part because Donald Trump cast doubt on his commitment to defend Taiwan. TSMC, one of the world's largest chip makers, is based in Taiwan. The Nasdaq had its worst day since December 2022. TSMC later reported a huge surge in quarterly revenue and profit. The price of gold reached a new record high of $2,465 a troy ounce. Gold bugs are betting that weaker inflation data will lead to interest rate cuts in America and that a Trump presidency will boost the precious metal status as a haven for investors. Elon Musk threatened to move the headquarters of X and SpaceX from California to Texas because of a new law in the state that stops municipalities from forcing schools to tell parents if their child has changed gender identity. Mr. Musk, who is estranged from his trans daughter, said it was the final straw in a series of laws attacking families and companies. Earlier in the week, Mr. Musk endorsed Donald Trump for president.